out of my sickness into thy world, out of my bondage, sorrow and night. Jesus, I come to thee.
Amen.
I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Gracious Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Erade Yenyankupon.
Amen.
The giver of every good and perfect gift.
Amen.
Wa achadie pa inefrio.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy unto us. That you always answer our prayers. Sometimes it's a no, but it's still an answer. Father, may we come to accept your perfect will for our lives. So that you, knowing the end from the beginning, will guide us perfectly. We are living in the closing days of time. Soon, time will be no more. And we will step into eternity. Only those with eternal life are the only ones who can step into eternity. I pray today, Lord, your Holy Spirit, take over the service. Help us to depend entirely on you throughout this service, so that it will please you to come and vindicate your word for your own praise and glory. In Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord richly bless you, saints.
We
welcome you to the house of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord? I'm approaching a subject, just lying down and meditating on things, and I realize that a statement our prophet made is truly true.
You
see, friends, people don't understand why we always quote William Branham. They don't understand. We are not saying that God hasn't used other people and cannot use other people. He can and has used other people. But in his own sovereign choice, it pleased him to choose William Branham to be his voice for these last days.
Amen.
It is not my choice, it's not your choice, it is God's choice. It was his choice in the days of Noah to choose Noah. The Bible says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Bible says Noah enya onyankopon nim adom.
God God has to use somebody. And he has to choose that somebody. So what he chooses is correct.
Amen.
Or you want what man chooses. He has built certain people with certain attributes so that they can carry his will.
You
get it?
Amen.
So that they are designed in a way that they will not add to or take from, but like Paul said, that which I have received from the Lord, give I unto you. But you know, some people are not wired that way. They might do this and do that which are profitable but add their own because they want to be seen, they want to be heard. William Branham was not interested in what somebody has got to say. He was only interested in what God has got to say.
Can
you imagine God Almighty telling one of his prophets, I can't remember, he said, you prophesy, and as soon as you finish prophesying, your wife will die. Would you have prophesied or not? Can you imagine? And it's in the Bible.
I will trust him.
He told one of them to lie on one side for 390 days and turn and lie on another side for 40 days. And then he said he should be eating human feces. He says for this, they are to summon me.
Okachere wadi for bi say, onna ni nifanso, enna maako maako, ahasan ebiokron, wawia awansan nana no honko ni benkomo so adabianayin. Na wawia ni nyina ewe no, onni eni pejanayin.
So you see that prophets are different from you and I. That's why only prophets, their words cannot be judged. But any other person, their visions, their prophecies are not absolute. Let me clarify that.
So enipa afufro bi wo ha
that's why it is to be judged. So if you don't want what they were teaching and doing to be judged, you always run away from leadership. And false prophets is because we have allowed people to bring forth things without being judged, and therefore it has stumbled people because it never came to pass. A true prophet, William Branham said, if ever I say anything and it never comes to pass, hang a plaque behind me and say a false prophet.
What do you for William Branham say? Say, what can I send me pain? Ask no enti me an shema.
It never happened. Because he is designed and is wired to say nothing but thus save the Lord.
If we say, Osiesie no, na onwene no say, onkase ne Awurade sie ni nkoa.
That is why Micaiah could not be deceived.
I don't think I want me another.
And the 400 prophets were deceived. That's why Jeremiah could not be deceived.
I don't think I want me another.
But Hananiah could be deceived. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Ezekiel could not be deceived.
I don't think I want for Ezekiel.
But the others could be deceived. So we thank God that we have a message. That is supernaturally vindicated. And we can fully depend on the message. So don't let no devil deceive you away from this entire message. Thus saith the Lord. And the host of heaven are standing behind this message. And all those that are believing it. All those that are believing it, they have the same heavenly host behind them.
Wow.
Can you imagine you, my brother, sister?
Wow.
The whole host of heaven are supporting you. They are with you. You may not see them, but they are there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We are reading from Lamentations of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was known as a weeping prophet. You know, have you ever entered into the feeling of God till you wept over the lost? Weeping over the lost. If you ever enter into the feeling of God, you'll be crying over the lost. Our subject today, I've titled it Having the Right Attitude in Crisis.
Yen.
Right Attitude in the midst of anopei, crisis.
And say, Unya subampa ewo amaniemu.
May the Lord bless his word. As we turn to Lamentations, the third chapter, and we are reading from verse 22 to
27.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not condemned.
Amen.
Because his compassions fail not.
Amen.
They are new every morning. Great indeed is thy faithfulness.
Amen. Kwadwom etimiensa yimu aduonu mienu ene na aduonu miensa. Eye Awurade adoye nti ena yenwiisa.
Ah? What say? Yenwiisa say enka. Yes I say yes. Na adoye nti uhwe no ma ya ya. Oh, nkwara ya mugu hai. Mo mo hwe no ma mundu ba bia o. No training here normal. Why a pa a radio home or brunt?
Hallelujah.
And I hear you, sir.
Amen.
Yeah, penny friends, way. Pabna. And no man pa, ya, ya, yes. Then you radio home or bra. I was uncle Toria say. A home or brunt.
Amen.
And I hear you, sir.
Amen.
Great indeed is what? Thy faithfulness.
Amen.
Yeah, trust the next verse.
And the mobro hunu tunchai.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next verse says, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him.
Amen. A yafo froda anopa. Unukro die dorson. Me kura se. E radini me chefa.
Ah.
Enunti ena meni dano so ara.
Amen. My no chafa.
Rade.
Enunti. E kra any daneso.
Amen.
Minya dofwe. Me rade nyo chafa wati.
My brethren, let the Lord be your portion.
Abrabo wemu.
This life.
Tese of late me. Kya me sha. Brother weko, brother weko, brother weko, brother weko, sister weko, 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 weko. Dere de me meri sister stars at Taylor. 21st January. Red 21st January. Then I have 21st. 25th. So 25th. Ah, what is this 21st thing? And the 7 times 3. And William Branham is William Marion Branham. 7, 7, 7, 21.
William Marion Branham.
Anyway, that is just by the way.
Amen.
It's not a doctrine, it's just by the way. What is it that people knew about God that caused them to hold on even though they couldn't see the next step before them?
Then pa na enipa bi ehunu fa onyankopon ho a enu nti omutimi kura onyankopon mu ewo mu se anamo anampo ewo omanim no na omu hunu enso omutimi kura onyankopon.
What did they know about God?
And then ana omanim fo onyankopon.
I've been examining that critically. What is it that they learned about God that kept them in the midst of darkness still moving on?
Then pan or mutimi sian fa on yanko pon huan and po esum kabi mumpono or mutimi cross wapim call manim.
Lamentations. Great indeed is thy faithfulness.
Or say, no quarry dear no a dorsal.
We are reading to verse 27. They are new every morning. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord.
Amen. Eye se wiye kom twen erade nkwaje.
O se ele.
Amen.
That chain eradin kwanti.
Amen.
Also, 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Thessalonica. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
Amen.
Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
Amen. Osman for Paul ngoma otrokoma Thessalonica asafo itinum imu edionu naeno. Ono kwafo ne die ofremo no. Ono ena obeyo. Amen.
Certain people caught the revelation that God is faithful. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. If let God see your faith, and you will see God's faithfulness. If God sees your faith in his promises, you also see that God is faithful.
And
that whatever he has said, he will do. He will do it.
Obey so.
What did Emeka and I say?
Amen.
The
Lord bless you as you take your seat.
Let God see your faith today. And you will see that he is faithful. Whatever he has said, he is able also to perform. And this is what our father of faith, Abraham, saw. Romans chapter 4.
Romans 4, 9.
We are reading from verse. Romans chapter 4.
17.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Abraham didn't even have one child at the time, but God told him, I have made you. Not I will, or I may make you. I've already made you a father of many nations.
Sabra na onyankopone yenaja Abraham ekase ni na woni oba kropekura. Nezo onyankopone ka chwen se mayewo amaman bebre eja. Wankase mayewo ana se me beyewo. Nemo mose mayewo. Ensunu oni ba.
Before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that are not as though they were.
Amen.
God who raises the dead and calls those things that are not as though they already are.
Now, what friend ye any ho say ewo ho?
But see now, ojina wai onyankopon wa onyane wufo na de enyamba ye no a friend say ewo ho na nim.
Amen. Amen.
Na Abraham abegina enuano moma ye begina ba bi Abraham ojina ye.
Beloved, let us come and stand where Abraham was standing.
Do you know the God that you are serving at all? Anytime you are in doubt,
yes,
think of the creator of creation. Maybe
says
when Obenyan send near their way, as I say.
Can anybody find a skill to wear the earth?
But my father made it.
Now, so major and a year.
Who can measure the distance from the earth to the Father's heavens?
Why in a bet me as su quinsinia a free as I see so echo or swa him and baby a yajawo?
No, or su
a wim.
Who knows where this sky ends?
Why in a nim baby a wim?
Who knows where it begins?
Why in a nim?
Oh, come on, man. Come on, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Let's drop our foolishness and our stupidity and stand before this almighty Jehovah.
Ah! Hallelujah.
Can you imagine a little mouse in the granary of Egypt?
What
And he says he must eat sparingly, otherwise the grains will get finished.
Now, Febebia, Yosef Ebua Boa, a bro anina, at the crowd then, or the Kogumono, sell crazy, when you're then Makogano, so why you don't know who are near Brolibia, a beer besa.
There be Obesu Suarin, and he has a bit too.
Amen.
Kakrabina, Kakrabina down Susuna, I didn't tell you. That's how we are looking at this God. May God have mercy on us. Remember, we are not serving a toy, a little toy that you can manipulate. We have come before the Most High God. The one who said, let there be, and there was. Whenever he opened his mouth to decree, it comes to pass. It doesn't matter how long it will take. If it doesn't come to pass, he ceases to be God. If God says anything, promises anything, and it doesn't come to pass, he ceases to be God. Therefore, his promises can never fail. They are yea and amen in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what Abraham saw.
Abraham.
So we continue to read Abraham. Still from Romans 4.
Romans 4, 24.
17, alright. Who against hope? Who against hope believed in hope?
Amen.
Wow. What an English. Who against hope believed in hope? That he might become the father of many nations.
Amen.
According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
Amen. Roman fongo mati don son edikus ti enai ni nyimu don son edikusi edionu na yano. Said the watcher say, me de woman ye amanaman mu fo bebre eja. Onyankopon a ogye ne duye a wonya ne awufuo na ofre enyoma a emaye se enyoma a ewo ho no anim ono ena faakon anidaso nie no ogina anidaso so agidiye na waye amanaman mufo bebre eja said ye waka se
said ye wasit for ben
amen said ye wasifo ebeye ne no
and be not weak in faith he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not consider any of those.
Amen.
And is that not where our faith always fails? We consider what we see. Our five senses can perceive. Israel considered the height of Goliath and his fighting history.
Israel for no ehwe Goliath brani awoye ene abakwasema ewo ako awodie mu
but David a seed of Abraham did not consider his height
now so David anoye Abraham asini no
he considered the promises of the living God
emo mo deno tu onyankopon no bohye so
hallelujah
amen
let's go back and finish off he staggered under the promise of God through what but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
Amen.
Being fully persuaded. Be what?
Fully persuaded.
Are you fully persuaded
what
that this
be?
Message you have believed is the truth?
What do you will possess and transform what you are not correct?
Thank you.
Bibi Sase, what do you will possess and transform what you are not correct?
That this message is the absolute truth.
Say and cancel me, no.
Oh, you are. No, no. And this ankaye free ho and sanko and kotie obi abobi say na no wi huhu bi. And kwatran radio sun tia na sisam. Ka bibi bi ansa na de betu e betu bibi mo na mo. Ye bibi say so nyankopo di for no. I will cry absolute truth for can is happen na.
Amen.
Huh? You will not open your ears to listen to any stories from any other angle. Being fully persuaded. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Amen.
Oh, Erade. Do you believe that what God has promised you, he is able also to perform?
Would you say the onyankopo aso ohumbo nyina no obetimi asenema?
Now let's look at Abraham's wife Sarah.
Why she Abraham
Sarah? How Sarah could be a mother?
Senior Sarah is here ena.
I know some of you last Sunday when our precious brother was delivering the message, the Sunday school teaching as well as the capstone. And there's Sister Dorcas, is she gone or still around? Dorcas Duca? Gone?
She's
oh,
there.
You are still here, all right? It would, the sister would have thought maybe many people Kumbana or can, and it was just right there. Right there. Brother, sister, have faith in God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, it was imputed unto Abraham as righteousness.
Amen.
Now we are on his wife. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength.
Amen.
To conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age.
Amen.
How could that happen? Because she judged him who had.
Amen.
Do you get it? How could Sarah conceive?
Eyina Sarah, it's me and you say ye.
Eyina.
Amen.
Gideon said, cheap. You don't have to have, I say, wanum tutu when you're Gideon. You don't have to have gray hair like my brother there. You don't have to have GDA gray hair before you get GDA. No. If you judge God to be faithful, every say, Sarah Budio share bonus. And Yanum say, Yanka Bibi Yanka will ground as a meaning.
Amen.
So, in the midst of a crisis, if you still remember God, Jehovah, to be faithful, your attitude will be different. Look inside the Bible and see when people were in crisis. Last week, as we were listening to the sermon, our attention was drawn to Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. When the king had erected the image and they sounded the various musical instruments, if you hear the sound of the trumpet and all that, bow down and worship the image. They deliberately brought that because they knew those Hebrew boys would never do it. First of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt have no other gods apart from
me.
So these boys, see, you have to have a be in right company. People that will encourage you in the faith. They are toxic. Toxic, poisonous. Men and women. They are draining you.
Every day when you meet them, they will never speak words of encouragement.
They are always downing your spirit, saying things that will never lift you up but down you. It is called toxic relationship. Poisonous. Sometimes God will take the toxic relatives from your life. Don't worry about that.
Men, haha,
he knows they are not in your best interest.
If we say when say
wrong influence. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33. Be not deceived.
Am I on that now?
Evil communication corrupt good manners.
See, am I on that now? If you say, "Uncle, my bunny will hold you," say, "Brapa."
Show me your friend. Prophet said, "Now show you your character."
What if I want to say, "Show me your uncle"? Now, let's try to usubai.
Show me the man or woman you marry, and I will show you what is hidden in your heart.
Show me obare mana oba awaware no. Now, let's show the awa kumemu.
Amen.
Amen.
So Sarah judged God to be what? Faithful.
Sarah ebu onyankopon se wo yenokwafo.
When we say somebody is faithful,
se yakase obi yenokwafo a,
it means he can be absolutely depended upon.
E treze sawo nipa no, wutimi gya wo humu nyinyina e de to no so.
He will not fail you.
Only will
nor forsake you.
And as an unpower, the bearer.
Therefore, you want to absolutely depend on him. That's why I like this quote that Brother Martin one time brought forth.
And untina sa and semia embrabi odi yenya martin edibaya no ayami de.
The prophet was referring to the children of Israel that obeyed the word of the Lord had killed the animal and smeared the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel. I was sitting behind the blood.
Na odifo no e kasafa Israel fo a omodi jidie akum abo no e di abo no moja aye wonpono ano ene aponyana no na afi omakwakwo hye emoja na chi.
According to the commandments of the Lord given through Moses the prophet.
Sadie ashadia Moses awoye onyankopo odifo no e di bre won no tie.
And when they were behind that door with the blood on the outside,
the bra no o hye e pro na wadi moja no aye mu o hye chire no.
Then the Israelites, once settled there, what if they get to studying and saying, well, I'm not worthy. What else do I have to do?
Na bro, Israel for no eshe emoja na chi no. Na sa feri akoba se obi ka se ah, me dia me nsem fata, e dia kura na menya.
You don't have to do nothing. God has done all what needs to be done. Just stay there. And you are protected. Death angel cannot cross that blood. And if the blood of an animal stops death, how about the blood of God? So once you have applied the word the way God said you should apply it, rest. When it's not in your power, God has said, I will deliver. They shall lay hands on the sick, they shall be healed. No time given.
Amen.
In his time, makes all things beautiful. In his time, Lord, please show me every day as you're teaching me your way, that you do just what you say in your time. In your time, in your time, you make all things beautiful. In your time, Lord, me every day. Teach me.
A bravo church, I'm a walk. Say, wow, Remo. And I will hear what you know.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, back to our story. What do we do? Say, you don't have to do nothing.
Again, I mean, yeah.
The only thing is to come under the shed blood. That settles it. Once under the blood, you are safe. You are safe. Once under the blood, you are safe. God's provided place of safety under the blood. How many can say, by God's grace, I'm under the blood? Then you are safe. Amen.
Amen.
What if the death angel with his sword in his hands sweeping the land, you don't have to wonder. And to be scared. To be scared was an insult to Jehovah. It is an insult to him. If a man runs under the blood, feels afraid that God won't keep his word,
it's
an insult to him. The word says repent and be baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises to you, to your children, to those that are far off, as many as the Lord God has shall come. And you have thoroughly repented. And you have been baptized by immersion once in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, you have to accept that my sins are all forgiven me. And now, the faithful Creator who promised you the Holy Spirit
said,
Father, I'm so glad that your grace has brought me this far, that you enabled me to repent, and you have brought me to the original faith of our fathers, so that they didn't wave a flag over me. Neither did they sprinkle me or dip me three or four or more times. But I've been baptized exactly according to the divine prescription. Then Lord God Almighty, because you are faithful, I claim the gift of the Holy Ghost. I know you, I cannot be denied. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I cannot be denied. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I cannot be denied. God is faithful. He will do it. He will keep what he has said. And then you come up and the Holy Spirit comes inside of you.
Because
faithful is he who promised, who also will do it. But you see, there is one thing. I love this statement of God's prophet. Your attitude towards God's promises will bring those promises to pass. So if something has been promised you, and you have acted, as far as you know, in line with God's word, and yet you haven't received what the promise said you
receive,
is it that God is not faithful? No. There be. God wants you to maintain that stand.
Don't fear.
Keep confessing. It shall be done even as he said. Trust and obey. Look up and say, I believe God. So we want to look at some characters in the Bible and their attitude towards God's promises, and how God answered their prayers because of that godly attitude.
Mark 7,
verse Okay, let me start from the Old Testament first.
First
Samuel chapter 1.
Samuel Nwoma Edikan Tibaku.
We will start from verse 1. And we are reading about Sister Hannah.
Ye kasa afa onua baabi a ofre no Hannah ho.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe God is speaking to some people today.
Ejidi so onyankopon eni nkrofu eni pa bi no mo kasa wa ha.
So in 1 Samuel chapter 1 we read the following. Now there was a certain man of Ramah Tame Zophim of Mount Ephraim. His name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu. Does that name ring a bell? That Elihu might be the same one who spoke in Job's time. The son of Tohu, or that person was named after him. The son of Zuf and Ephrathite. That's from Bethlehem. Okay.
Samuel Nguma Idika Itibako Yimubako. Na Ephrate ni berema bi wo ho a ofri Ramatim Sofim. Ephraim bi poso a didin de Elkana. Suf ba, Tohu ba, Elihu ba, Yehoram ba.
He had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children.
Na owo eyirunun benu obaku din de Hannah na obaku din de Peninnah na Peninnah wo ma na Hannah de oniba.
And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh.
Dafe oberman free ni kro mu ko se okosori na wabo afode ama asafo urade ko silo.
And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions.
Na eda Elkanah beko ebebo afode no oma na ire Peninnah ene ne mamare mane ne mama nyina chefa na Hannah de.
But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord has shut up hell.
Na Hannah de oma no benu chefa ifri se odo Hannah nanso na Awurade ato ne yefunu mu.
Who had the key?
Why na nasafo an wo ne ho
anya bayfobia na wa wo safo a eni bayfobia ho.
The key to your conceptions is not in any wizard.
Satan to me wo emaba nti safo ani ni nsam.
Satan cannot give children, so he has not the keys.
Her adversary also provoked her soul for to make her fret, because the Lord has shut up her womb. Mamumi ntie no ma ye nuanu mo peman ya mo fem eye hu omo mo
na ehiara enana ne kura no eyi no se obehuru ne bo ifri se
na ne kura ne ye den oyi na hi no san ye den
ehuru ne bo
eh akwasia besin ya uwai eh me bed ya hu ofe. Now, or the zinu crane, or the funny book, or cotoke tail, and to my foot frozen or babe fra. Nanu crana cotto the air doormat. And maybe you cram my air pearl. So,
if we say not a ruddy out to near funum.
All right? And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat.
Sana na oyono dafe. Da wafruko eradifia. Woyine hisa na osu na onidi.
Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her Hannah, why weepest thou? Why eatest thou not? Why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh. And after they had drunk, now Eli, when they had drunk, Ben friends said, no, my boo. He said, no, my boo. Whatever they drink, they were drunk. They drank something. Now Eli, the priest, sat upon a seat by the post of the temple of the Lord.
Ena odidi silo na onum wiye no hana sorry nanso na osofo eli eti edwa so ewrade asorodan apunwa no ho.
My house shall be called the house of prayer. Is that right?
Oba frem ifie se empaibo fie.
If God has given us this temple,
iso nyankopon de sashia de
yadomenia, I expect that our major prayer meetings should be in this temple, because it's called a house of prayer.
I'm
not saying everyone, but major everyone.
If she says,
and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore.
Now, Odidi na onum wie no, Hannah sorry. Now, so now osofo Eli etse egaso erade asoro dan apungwa no ho.
And she vowed a vow. Listen, if person radi wa dia mawun tama munshia Hannah ne. What will be a person radia man temsia Hannah and ne? Now, so Nyanko Ponce, no yeni pemu yimu. Na Hannah yen was our crowns, so ye mani dia. Now, so fast a Hannah way. Now, I am my one was his son.
Amen.
My one's his son. God never changes. So, if let's follow Hannah. She vowed a vow and said, oh Lord God of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget the handmaid, but will give unto the handmaid a man child, specific, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. He will be a Nazirite.
Amen. Iti du eni ni duba akono. Na ne kra re hoi. Na obo eradim paye. Na wade ye aosui. Na oshe bose asafu erade. So oshe wafuna amani hunu. Na wokai. Na wore enfri wafuna. Na wuma wafuna obabeniya. Enye medene bema erade. Ni mkwane nyina. Na uiwa imbiara ere nkaniti.
Amen.
Amen.
So, and it came to pass. Yours will also come to pass.
Amen. Send your hand at the mono san also dear ebebem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drinking. Listen, I told Daniel B. S. S. You put in some papa, near we read your nap and pip for ma, and a beme radiate and tell. Because I can't umpire Nankahana crane to me. Babos will be hunting, he said, I assembly crab pray for none. Now, come a moon and an end is sure a rock, dear Rosso, your dear Rosso one. And yet, that kind of prayer, agonizing prayer, produce a prophet's son.
Amen. Sa ahometi empire bo or ya empire bo na na obono. Eno na ba eni odi for somewhere. Eni mudu mi enuno. Na ogusore bo empire eradi eni mono. Elisha na nonso. Na hana kasa kasa na kumemu. Na nonko ena na obesebese. Na nene die wanti.
The prophet says, our thoughts speak louder in heaven than our words.
Onyankopo odi fo ona se Jesus ye empo eka sadededede ewo osoro ahemem e chen de ye de anompo eka.
I'm not saying don't pray aloud.
Min ka se memmo mpa ye
If you are rebuking demons, you can't rebuke them in your head.
You can't demon be anymore. I won't mean can anymore.
You have to scream on them.
I said, what's piano?
There's a, there are varieties of prayers.
Now
back. And Eli said unto her, hey, Hannah, Ira, how long thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee.
And Eli Catrino say, the ben our bebron san akusie. You won't san free when you so.
Many as and kawopa no wabba, sorry. No wa she fasting. Now utua for a butch here now bone is you. Na Jesse. Hey! Now once there now we are hey. Now the show raw now o kasa crane ye. Hey! Upe baby no mon san. Yami fi an abebo. Kase fi necro. Sorry, for what sorry? But watch her attitude. In the midst of her crisis, watch her attitude. Hannah said and said, no, my Lord, she broke kasa. Didn't you know your kasa and your do? Kasa wodi tifie enye de utuma ukunu ti se de wanya utipen bi utuma yire ti se waye bole bi utuma obi just because they have something or you are going through a crisis probably they did not discern right they made a mistake
ofa amane bi mu ne nipa ne entime anya mu hunu mu nti no ubue wa no a ebufuo so na woni se nipa ne kasa.
No, Sister Hannah.
See,
character is not a gift. Character is victory. Said the prophet. Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but poured out my soul before the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Na Hannah bua say, there be mirror. Me ye oba rehuni. Na bobisan enen se biara de. Minumbi. Na me shie me kura amebu eradie nim.
Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto.
Mfa waba wa unto oba huhuni bihu. If we say, my real war, any my yamija, Rubuomu, and a makasakasa, my basis is say.
And Yanom said, Tibiabi and my real war, you are in a crisis. If you happen to be in a crisis,
Obasa Ura, Amaniabimu,
direct your prayers to the living God.
Found
complaining to this one and complaining to that one and complain will not solve the problem.
Say, will we actually weigh any of you from
your heart before the Lord, like Sister
Wakumanina, a good radianim,
and wait on him.
After a channel,
then Eli he came to himself and he said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him.
Amen. Ena Eli bua se fasumvie ko na Israel nyankopon be ma wo wade a wo sre no ne ho no.
Jehovah God did not descend to pronounce the blessing.
Enye Yehuwa nyankopon ne sane ye ebe kan se nhira sem no gu hana so.
It took God's representative.
Eye onyankopon anamusini no
to pronounce that blessing. If you ever read Numbers chapter 6 verse 22 to 26. The Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron,
and
unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, say unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And the priests, the ministers, shall put my name upon the children of Israel and I will bless them.
Now one asofo no enfa me din ento Israel man so na me shira won.
So God's children, God's servants are representing him. If you cannot respect the man, respect the office he occupies. Say the prophet.
Eti onyankopon enko a ene ye na namusifo e wasasi so. Enti se wunti me fa ebuo e ma onyankopon akọ na. Gina bia na wo gina nti no, busa gina bia.
The other time I was looking at something. Those people that we started with, most of them, that have sat at the feet humbly, not that they don't know anything, but they have humbled their spirits, sat under our feet. Almost all the young people have built their own houses.
Saa wana ode ahobrase anya se womu nim hwie o na emu omu ode ahobrase honhom etena ase esua de ombesua no wonyina kuponara.
Look at the arrogant ones.
Na wo hwe wona wo ya homaso no.
Sometimes when God is disciplining people and you think you have to take them out of that, be careful.
I thought that nes onyankopon e twini pa bi no maso na wo de opese ukoyi won free sa so twini mu a ya hweye.
God spoke to Moses, step aside, I will clear them and raise up people. So Moses said, before you do that, take me off. God took Moses off.
When you come catch Moses, say, "Jina chain, now men see Israel for you now, say, now I'm going to on my floor. When you come Moses, catch you, when you come say, answer now, obey your son, you me free, and pass when you come you free.
Let's be very careful. Don't use carnal sympathy when it comes to the word of the living God. Carnal sympathies will not help anybody. I read a very sad story. It was a young man that had committed some crimes and they were going to kill him. In America. So just before he was executed, he asked for a pen and paper. And he said to my mother, "Mother, if there had been justice in the world and the legal system, I should not be the only one here to face this judgment." You remember when I was young and I went and stole the neighbor's money, you squandered it with me. When I brought in the bicycle, you were with me and then we used it and we sold it. Bicycle. When I was doing wrong and my father tried to discipline me, you thought, you spoke to my father roughly and said, "Why are you too hard on the children?"
And
today I'm here because you promoted me to be here. If we are not hard and discipline our children when they can be disciplined, one day we will share in the verdict of their lives.
Say ye near mere na ye antenetene ye ma e wo kwampa was ye tenetene won so a da kru bi ye wo famu ne ye ne onyina na be ye mu fafafuo.
Respect for God's servants.
E puo ah was ye di mo nyamko.
Is the attitude that will bring God's blessing no matter how wrong they are. Be careful. Joshua and Caleb saw everything that Nathan, Korah, and Abiram saw about Moses to be wrong.
Joshua, any Caleb, and your ma, Nathan, anyone I know, Abiram, ni Elihu, Ehufa, Moses, who you know, Omuhumbi.
But they kept quiet.
And so, Omukomanutu.
They made it to the promised land.
Omutimi kodru basasa.
Those who fell, they also know.
One hour, one day, also say one no.
The elf opened his mouth.
As I've seen him pray.
And swallowed 250 nobles.
And the
rest all died in the wilderness.
One hour, Kenya, it was strange.
Please be very careful.
Be strong, say Yahweh.
Be very careful your attitude towards your parents.
Yahweh, if I was super, I would have done it.
Above all, you are two towards God's servants. Brother Branham said, if you see me doing something wrong, approach me privately and show me and let's talk about it. Is that how we are handling things? Because God is quiet, we think God is asleep. Let's watch and see. Dathan, Korah, Abiram, with a wrong attitude, persisted. And one day, God got fed up and disciplined them.
Dathan, Abiram, Elsuba, money, our done a D. Now what to us were done at Intino, when you go for bread on that ruby, now Obrias Asimu, Emmanuel.
Look at Sister Hannah's attitude in the time of crisis.
O my share on your bar, Hannah, Suban, Sue, our done a D. Now money, Ebrim.
One of humility.
Senior Nessia, Ambrasiasifa.
My Lord.
Mira.
Please.
A straw.
Don't count me among the women of Belial.
And came in fra a hoof man.
Oh, and the priest pronounced the blessing.
And no, and as of a penino pie, Mukan is Rano Egunoso.
She accepted it.
What did whom?
She believed it.
What did he?
And she went and had Samuel.
And our choir, Konya Samuel.
And also, she also paid her vow to God.
And no, no, Sambe Tuan, Abuadia, and was said a Radehombo.
And said, may the Lord give you extra children to replace the one you have lent unto him.
And no, and I also find you also for Penny Catcher and say, a Rademo, a ma, a fufro be, and fan said, ya, what they are femme, no name.
Amen.
Amen.
And she had extra children.
And I was saying, yeah,
and you can read her doxology in 1 Samuel chapter 2. How she worshiped the Lord. You have made a barren a mother of seven.
And
you have sent the one with plenty empty away. You have made a barren a mother of seven, and you have sent the ones. My heart, you can read that. My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed.
If it's a radia on Yankopo, our own in the four, Nanimu and Susian in our carry.
The bones of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are gathered with strength.
One hour, why are you one day for no, Wabupu on Tedia?
They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry seized, so that the barren have borne seven. And she that have many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave. He bringeth down to the grave. And
he's
the one who lifted up. He is the lifter up of our heads. What a mighty God that we serve. The Lord maketh poor and the Lord maketh rich. He bringeth low and he lifteth up. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's.
Amen.
And he has set the world upon them.
Amen.
He will keep the feet of his saints.
And the
wicked shall be silent in
darkness.
For by strength shall no man prevail.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he tender upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. And he shall give strength unto his king. And exalt the horn of the anointed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can read the rest. Because I want to come to another one and close. There are many. You can add to them on your own. I'm talking about how we should have the right attitude in the midst of a crisis. So we find this Syrophoenician woman in Mark chapter 7. From verse 17. From verse 24 to verse
30.
From Mark chapter 7 from verse
24
to
27.
So Jesus arose from there and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. He entered into an house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. Amen.
Now, sorry for your calls, Tiro, any Sidon fem. Na okofie bi mu na wampese obiara tie nanso wantumi anhunta.
For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Watch the attitude.
Na amunum hwara obabia na ne baba akuma bi wo ahommone ahomfi eti nka na obaba hwe ne nan ase.
The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter.
And so now Obano ye Heleni, Nana Womu, or Yasiro, Foinikini, na Osreano say, unto Ahomoni, and Frini Babano.
But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it's not meet or good or right to take the children's bread and to cast it onto the dogs.
Na Yesu se no se ma mma emi ansa na enye fe se ofa mma aduane eto ma nkrama ma.
Ah boy. Ewa. Wa fro krama yi. Na we na maso ye mezaye. We. Na num ka sa kra e wante. Wa se mi mi ye krama yi. She answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. Remember Hannah? No, my Lord. Look at this sister's attitude in the midst of a crisis.
Her
daughter, demon possessed and dying. Jesus was the only answer.
To
so no matter what he said or did, no.
A blind man can never get angry in the midst of the forest.
She answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs.
Amen. Now, Obuase no say, Ewom, Erade. Na nkrama ma a wo epono ase no so edi mofra no mproporo wa ne bi.
Watch what that attitude in the midst of a crisis did for that woman. Jesus said to her, "For this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter."
Amen. Now, I say,
many people are losing their blessings because of negative attitudes, their utterances, their disrespect.
The
kind of thoughts in their minds and their attitudes.
Disrespect
is the reason why they are going down, down, down.
Open
their ears to hear Tommy rot. And they utter things that are not worthy to be uttered. Jesus said to her, "For this saying, go. What cast out the demons?" For this saying, it is the right thing at the right time.
If she had not said the right thing at the right time, it wouldn't have worked so for her.
If she had had a wrong attitude, regardless of her condition, watch your attitude. The totality of your character. Even when you are provoked, behave like a Christian. Look at David. He had committed adultery.
Now I say,
covered it neatly. God revealed it to his prophet
Nathan.
Watch the way Nathan handled the revelation with wisdom.
He could have gone
on Facebook to announce what King David had done. And what he was, he would have said was true. But he prayed for wisdom to go with the revelation. He went into the palace. Who there? Nana, your servant Nathan. Oh, come in.
Nathan Brum.
He went through the same routine of respect that he always exhibited.
Nathan, Aaron, and Ephian, a poor Debiara, the Okwa, the man, and Nano, a Bukrona, or the Komano.
Long live, Nana.
Nana, young Kwada.
I'm here to report a situation to you and seek your opinion and your advice.
Assembly, I may Bamabis, Mabakamacho, or Namajo, Gentry.
He's a very rich man who had many sheep.
He had a visitor who had only one.
He had a visitor. And there was a neighbor who had just one sheep that he had almost made like a daughter. But instead of killing some of his own sheep, he used his authority to killed the only sheep of that poor man.
The senka osikani no be hwenu nwanu mu no waye bi akum no ade ama no hoho no wogina ne tumi so ekofa ne fipam ni ni gwan ba kwa wo no e na wokum no de so
before he was through
answer na wo wie no
he must die. King David said he must die.
Eno na wo hini David atia maka say any as any pan si wo wo
he must die. And then he said, Nana, you are the one. In those days when polygamy was allowed, if you wanted 200 wives or 1,000, God would have given them all to you. Then he let him know why the crime he had committed. The way he went
about it,
David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. He admitted he was guilty. Showing that we need wisdom even to handle mistakes. You go and read the book of
Obadiah.
God Almighty was addressing the nations that tormented Israel. He said, I was angry with my children for a while. But you added more injury to them. I'll punish you. Even if they are wrong, God knows how to handle them. Be very careful. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. Go and read the whole story of Obadiah. So that is again the right attitude that brought divine mercy and deliverance. But look at King Uzzah. Uzziah. King Uzziah took it upon himself to go into the temple and offer incense. And 80 priests of the Lord tried to stop him. No. He felt too big for
Christ.
The prophet of God says, if a person claims to be spiritual, and you use the word of God to correct them and they are arrogant, it can never be God's spirit. Don't be scared. Don't be intimidated by such things. Nothing will harm you.
If the mouth of man can kill me, they have killed me for long.
Until God is finished with me, you can say anything you want. Is finished with you, nobody can take your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But watch your attitudes. You can continue this subject and include so many other, both pro and con. May God help us as we are waiting for the coming of the Lord. We want to be sure that our lives are lived in accordance with His revealed will. And do what the word says do. The way He says we should do it. For example, if you are here and you have not been baptized in the only Bible, Christian baptism in the Bible, you are welcome. You are invited.
We'll
be baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, just as you see in the picture.
And
buried with him in baptism.
He will
raise you up in the likeness of his resurrection.
By
the power of his Holy Spirit.
And your
life will never be the same.
From
that time,
Christ
in you
is the
hope of glory.
And
all that I do you on earth,
he will
give them to
you. And
prepare
you
for that body
change.
Within the twinkling of an eye.
Now, any butter temo no?
Because of the transforming power of the Holy Ghost inside your soul.
The sun and saturate you to me now. Ewa okre mo no.
You'll be changed.
Ni pedu abesi sa.
Into His image.
Akoye said ye wanoni ni pedu ati.
Be caught up to meet the Lord.
Wa pedja o ama wako shia ni radi.
With all the saints of all ages.
Eni ahoteo fu awaba emresanti ni na.
Oh, what a meeting that will be.
Ishiamu ben ne beti say.
There's going to be a meeting in the air.
Ishiamu bi be koso e wuri.
In the sweet, sweet by and by.
Awa mre a enchemu.
Going to meet you there. In the home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. It will be glorious, I do declare. And God's own son will be the leading one. There's going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet you there, in the home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear, to be glorious, I do declare. God's own son will be the leading one in the meeting in the air. Oh, there's going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by.
Meet you
there in the home beyond the sky.
I'll sing in you, yeah, but never more, yeah. To be glorious, I did declare. And God's own son will be the leading one at the meeting in the air.
Oh, there's going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by.
I'm going to meet you there, in the home beyond the sky. So I'm singing you, yeah, but never more, yeah, to be glorious, I did declare. And God's own son will be the leading one at the meeting in the air.
There's going to be a meeting in the earth, in the season by and by. I'm going to meet you there, in the home beyond the sky. So singing you, yeah, but never more, yeah, till be glorious, I did declare. And God's own son will be the leader.
are at the meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you now, in a home beyond the sky. So I'm singing you, yeah, but never more, yeah, to be glorious, I did declare. And God's own son will be the leading one, I am meeting in the end.
Amen.
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 Before we plunge into prayer, we have spoken about these godly women.
I've
spoken about even King David. When he was wrong, he humbled his spirit and God instantly forgave him. And it is recorded in the Bible, David committed adultery, and we like reading it. Supposing I go in the pulpit here to declare somebody has committed adultery.
Or
fornication or something. What would be the attitude towards me? Prophet says, if this woman would have approached in that kind of attitude, that miracle will never have happened. It's your attitude of approach. How you approach anything. If you come like the gift God gave the prophet, he said you have to approach that gift in the right way. And you have to approach God in the right way. You can come and say, now Lord, look here. I've been a pretty good person. Get some hand-me-downs. Get some hand-me-downs. But I will tell you, I want you to take me tonight and say, No. God don't take it like that. You come God's provided way.
Or
don't come at all. Today, the prophet said, people don't know what power is. Power is overcoming.
To me,
overcoming anger. Overcoming bitterness. Power is overcoming impatience.
To me,
maybe you have approached God wrongly, approach something or somebody wrongly. That's why your blessing is held back. Repent of that attitude. Humble your spirit. God may have a blessing for you, but it is in humility and you reject it. Some of you girls, be careful of who, how you treat the poor brothers. They may not appear to have anything now, but if God is in their hearts, they are very rich. Bow down your head.
Is he interested?
Talk to the Lord according to how he has spoken to your needs. Talk to him. Say, dear Lord, whatever has held back my blessings, my wrong attitude in the time of crisis, I went to the hospital when Salome gave birth. The last one. And there was this woman standing by the car and beating the car. Say, you Lord, how I've been kind to other people's children, why would you let my child die? I will not serve you again.
And I walk at Erade say, ye messia da ayem ye edi atre afu from I didn't know what's our mammy ba ewo and ye mean some will be.
Nobody could talk to her.
Ubi anyone who timi kasatre.
Her attitude was so terrible. Even if God had intention of resurrecting the baby, it would never happen. Listen, so much has to do with our attitudes. And normal baby na yesuba nti e haye.
Amen.
Say Rade, Rade, Mr.
Lord, I plead
unto you.
If I have rejected my blessing with
and
a certain attitude,
say, we nim, why?
Don't behave as if you don't know anything. You know.
No, don't behave as if you know everything. You don't know everything.
Amen.
Right? Humble yourselves before the Lord. He will lift you
up.
Humble yourselves before the Lord. He will lift you up. Oh, he will lift you up. He will lift you up. Hallelujah. Humble yourselves before the Lord. He will lift you up. Listen. A certain poor brother proposed to a beautiful rich lady. That woman looked at him. He said, I will not even pray, otherwise God might convince me to marry him. I will not even pray about it. And that's how some people are. And you don't know what is hidden in the one you call poor. Oh Lord, help us to have the right attitude.
Just
pray that simple prayer, but in sincerity. Let us all pray. Oh Jesus, how many want to be remembered today in prayer? Lord Jesus, we are in your presence. We are praying, Heavenly Father.
Oh,
anytime we have approached you with the wrong attitude, and we have imagined evil and wickedness, and have uttered wickedness, Lord, forgive us. Grant us grace to develop the right attitude towards God's promises. That like Abraham and Sarah, like Hannah.
Say Abraham and Sarah and your mommy Hannah.
We will count you faithful. And humble our spirits before you. So that heaven will stand with us. Oh Lord, have mercy upon us. Help us to count you to be faithful. So that if we ever stand on your promises, we will not quit and go until we have received the answer. Because we are faithful God. If we quit, we are saying you are unfaithful, you are unable to do it. When the lepers came to you, Lord Jesus, you turn around and ask him, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Say, yes, Lord.
Say,
be it unto you according unto your faith. And they were instantly made well. What we believe you to be, you become unto us. So lift up our faith into the dimension where, Lord, we can connect with the supernatural. For your prophet said, to the believer, all things are possible. Oh, how I like this. Your prophet said, cut every obstacle from human beings, that they might be connected like in the Garden of Eden. Man is omnipotent. Is omnipotent. You don't believe that? But man is. A man fully surrendered to God is omnipotent. Did not he say in Mark 11:22, whatsoever things you say and don't doubt in your heart, it will come to pass. You can have what you have said. What happens when two omnipotents meet? When God and man comes together through omnipotence, something has got to happen. Something has got to shake. Whatsoever you say with that creative power of omnipotence of God, knowing that he is promised it, and he said it in his word, it creates a power that goes out yonder and brings things to pass. Things that is not, it makes them as though they are. Because omnipotence have met. There he stands. Oh, isn't he wonderful? So Lord, you are wonderful. So we hand over all our needs to you. We are waiting on you. And we count you faithful. So we rejoice by faith that we have received all what we have committed to you. In the midst of crisis, Job did not attack and complain and accuse you falsely.
Job ankasa entiawo amu aten ewo kwa money so.
The Lord gave. The Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That attitude caused you to restore all his children. And everything he had lost.
And
those who approach the same situation wrongly, you rebuke them. Tonight, Lord, help us to be like Job. Help us to be like Hannah. Help us to be like
Sarah.
To be like Abraham. And to be like David when we make a mistake and somebody corrects us. Lord, help us to humble our spirits. We commit this service to you. May your Holy Spirit follow through and continue it in their privacy. Whoever else is listening to us, I pray that you help us to develop the right attitude in the time of a crisis. We ask for your favor and mercy in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Richie, bless you. I love him. God bless you.
If I
She's my salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Before the Lord, He will lift you up. You just humble yourself before the Lord, He will lift you up. He will lift you up. He will lift you up. Just humble yourself before the Lord. He will lift you up. He will lift you up. He will lift you up. He just humble yourself before the Lord. He will lift you up. Humble myself before the Lord. He will lift me up. I will humble myself before the Lord. He will lift me up. He will lift me up. He will lift me up. I will humble myself before the Lord. He will lift me up. He will lift me up. He will lift me up. I will humble myself before the Lord. He will.